News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And if you want to check in with us this morning or have some questions, I know you will, 850-437-1620. And I think it's going to be a great morning because we're going to kick things off today with my friend Jason Boatwright, who is the Chief of Community and Public Affairs for the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. Ooh, I got a lot of questions for you, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning. Generally, everybody has a lot of questions.
No doubt, right? So the Gulf Coast, okay, so this is a long Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. Yep. Talk about that a little bit. I know certainly a lot of our veterans, we have so many that live in this area, are familiar with it, but also maybe give us the benefit of the doubt for those of us that maybe aren't that familiar with who you are, how what you provide, and to who, all those kind of questions. Maybe a little healthcare veteran healthcare system 101 this
morning. I could do that. Yeah. The Gulf Coast Veteran Healthcare System stretches from Biloxi, Mississippi, all the way to Panama City. We have 115,000 enrolled veterans.
Wow.
Yeah, 36,000, which are enrolled specifically in Pensacola at the Pensacola Clinic. We have our main medical facility in Biloxi, but we also have our Mobile Clinic, the Pensacola Clinic, naturally, the Eglin Clinic, and we actually have two in Panama City.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Very growing need in Northwest Florida.
No doubt. No doubt. So what are some of the services that you provide? I'm sure there's some of the obvious things, but talk a little bit about some of the different things. We were talking before we were on the air about that.
Well, one of the big things we provide is healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Pensacola Clinic is the largest. It's a Class A clinic. You can't get any bigger than that before you go to an actual hospital. But we are a full-fledged outpatient clinic. We do some outpatient surgeries. We do physical therapy. I was just in there the other day looking at one of the machines that we have for veterans that have really tight muscles.
Mm-hmm.
They actually lay them down and pressure wash them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Some water therapy.
It's a hydrotherapy because most veterans they have sensory. They don't really like being touched.
Okay, that makes sense. So they actually have
a machine that actually pressure washes their muscles.
Interesting.
And they do that for both active duty and veterans.
Okay. I kind of would like that myself, actually.
I haven't personally tried it, but looking at it, it actually does seem very relaxing.
It almost sounds like one of those hot tubs that has the big jets.
All right.
Kind of same kind of theory, I suppose. Yep. But yeah, that makes sense.
we have a full dental facility. We're one of the very few clinics that actually do on-site dental. And we have our mental health, outpatient. We just onboarded a really good neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
We have full specialty clinics, but we have two primary care clinics downstairs.
Oh, great. Okay. So what are some of the questions folks ask you the most? Because you're out in the community. This is your position, and you've been out in the community for many, many years. So I know a lot of folks know you from some of your previous titles that you've had and hats that you've worn. But what are some of the common questions? And maybe another thing would be, what are some of the misunderstandings or misconceptions about veteran healthcare?
One of the big ones I got is, Jason, where do I start?
Mm.
I know it gets overwhelming coming into that clinic, but that is one of the big ones is, you know, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
And the real big thing is you always start in alpha section. And that's what I try to tell you. Always remember alpha section. It's the first section you've seen when you come into the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
They can do your VHIC card, your Veteran Health Care Identification card there. They can enroll you, and they can make your very first appointment.
Okay.
That is the most crucial thing, is that initial appointment with that doctor to be like, hey, where have you been the last 20, 30 years that you haven't been here? What's been going on?
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to do to help you? I know with a lot of the elderly that I see when I go out and about, the elderly say, hey, I'm on Eliquis. And from what I understand, that's a very expensive medication for blood thinners. The VA can cover that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hear it's between $400 and $600 a month.
Wow,
just for this
medication.
The VA can cover that.
Okay.
And that's an entitlement that they have earned.
Well, that's good to know.
I think so also.
Absolutely. So we're getting some texts already. If you do have a question for Jason about veterans health care, this is the time to text it in at 850-437-1620. One of the questions is, what is the best way to help some of our veterans that are dealing with combat issues that are coming home and they feel like there's no support, but it may take a while for them to get a mental health appointment or connect with a support group? So it sounds like he or she is referring to PTSD specifically.
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. And that was one of the new services that I was trying to work on, and it actually rolled out a couple months ago, is our tele-ED. We currently do not have an emergency room here at the VA.
Mm-hmm.
We always recommend going to Sacred Heart or Baptist for that, and that's what the VHIC card is, because that Veteran Health Care Identification card proves that that individual has coverage under the VA. So if there is a veteran who is enrolled or is not enrolled, either way, they can actually verify that. We actually have a tele-emergency health that they can actually get an on right there on the phone. They can get a nurse. They can get a mental health provider right then and there to help them at that moment in time to get them through the trauma that they're experiencing and also get the medication.
Oh, that's great.
That's the big key that most veterans now is, it's like, hey, I was on medication or I lost it. Or some of the homeless veterans that have, like, hey, they gave me, but they only gave me a 30-day supply.
Mm-hmm.
That tele-ED can help because they'll run those numbers in that tele-ED and be like, okay, we have this. Now we need to get it in Pensacola.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, we're getting lots of questions this
okay,
morning, Jason.
No
850-437-1620. So who can a veteran call on the phone to get questions answered about benefits, or does the veteran need to go into the VA hospital? So there's a couple questions with this one.
Sure.
Question number two, what health services are covered with VA benefits? Does a home health aid get covered? We were just talking about that. And what benefits do I have that I'm not aware of that I'm eligible to apply for?
Well, that is
so that's about a 3-hour show,
yeah,
but
that
maybe
is.
So we can start maybe with the first one. Just how do you call, like, to get the telehealth services? How do you get that?
I'll get that number and we can put it on the Facebook to make sure to get that, because I don't have that right on me off tap because I was not expecting to have that question.
That's okay. Yeah.
So, or the first part of that is, where do they need to go to get the benefits? All right. Naturally, the VA is the very first place you want to go, because any veteran that served, as long as they served one day, they can get coverage on that. Basically, you know, naturally, if they didn't have honorable, other than honorable discharge, or as long as they didn't have a dishonorable, if they have other than honorable, they can apply. But the first thing is they go to Alpha Section. Take their DD-214, get in the system. That's my biggest thing, is get in the system. The system needs to recognize that veteran. Then they can immediately get enrolled in healthcare. Once they get enrolled in healthcare, I always say, now that we got you healthcare and we got your healthcare coverage, now let's start working on your monthly paycheck and your benefits. Let's get you set up with the VBA. Let's get you a virtual connect with the VBA. Or, you know, there's a lot of people around town that can do it. I know Pastor Tim Chandler is one of them. I've done it myself. I can't tell you how many people that I've actually enrolled myself.
And VBA stands for?
Veteran Benefits Administration. So in VA 101, you have three individual agencies within the VA. You have the National Cemetery Administration, the Veteran Benefits Administration, and you also have the Veteran Healthcare Administration. The healthcare is what we have here.
Gotcha.
Benefits Administration, St. Petersburg and Jacksonville. But that's what, when people say, what's your percentage? That's what they pay you every month.
Gotcha. Okay. Very, very good. And then some. So what health services are covered with VA benefits? You've covered a little bit of it so far. But he did specifically, or he or she asked, does home health aid get covered?
Okay. Well, home health aid, I'm going to assume that they mean home-based primary care. That's what I'm going to say. I know a lot of my World War II veterans get that. And I know I have a lot of Vietnam veterans that also get that. Home-based primary care is based on that monthly percentage that they get and the disability. There's a lot of factors. I know that there's some that get it that are 0%, but it also depends on, you know, how ill they are or how frail they are. But basically, they do it in hours to where, like, well, for 20 hours a week, we'll send a nurse out to your home.
Gotcha.
You know, we'll make sure your medication's counted out, make sure there's no hazards in the home, check to make sure, you know, you don't need a raised toilet seat or ramp to get into the home. There's a lot of factors that play into the home-based primary care. I know my World War II veteran over in Pace, real good friend of mine. He was, funny enough, he was at the clinic on Saturday getting his disability increased. I think he gets about 35, 40 hours a week. And that nurse has become like family to him. A lot of veterans don't know that they can, you know, if they just can't make it to the clinic, then come get someone to their house.
All right. If you just joined us on Pep Talk this morning with Meg, we are talking with Jason Boatwright. He's the Chief of Community and Public Affairs for the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. We've got lots of questions coming in. If you have a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll do our best to get to it. But right now, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we are talking this morning with Jason Boatwright, who is with the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. And we got a nice little text here from the look on his face. He's a little surprised by this one, but this is kind of fun. This is from Lori with Vets Wish. And my question for Jason is, what is he doing for his anniversary this weekend? The answer, she says, is Ready? He was nominated by a wish for several from by several veteran. He was nominated for a wish by several veterans and veterans organizations, and we are granting him his wish. You ready? Of a weekend getaway this weekend to the beach with professional pictures and dinner at the Grand Marlin. So congratulations! Thank you, Laurie. You should see the look on his face right now.
I really don't know what to say, but Covenant Care is a good one. So. I don't really know what to say to that, but Laurie, Angela, Aaron, y'all are something else. That's all I got to say.
Well, congratulations. That's really awesome. You probably, I have no doubt you've earned it, and Vets Wish, you might want to explain what that organization is as well.
Yeah, Vets Wish is a really good local, it's run by the Covenant Care Foundation. Laurie, Angela, and Aaron, they have done some miraculous things. They came to me asking me about veterans that, you know, wanted to do one last thing before they left this planet, and I've connected them with some great, great veterans. I know, you know, our 100-year-old veteran, he said before he left this planet, he wanted to see the Allegheny Mountains.
Oh,
and
gosh.
And they granted that. They granted another veteran, and actually, I mean, it's a real tearjerker. You know, he's a 30-year Navy guy, and every time he came home from deployment, he loved to walk on the beach with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But his knees got busted to where he can't really walk anymore. And he said that more than anything, he just wished he had photographs of that because they never had any.
Yeah.
And Vets Wish, they did that for him.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I had an opportunity to do something similar with that years ago when we had the Guardian Angel, the Angel Flights
yep.
to Washington.
I remember
it was the
those.
Guardian Angel for two vets that were yeah. World War II veterans, and this was their wish, just to get up to yeah. Washington to see it. And that was one of the best experiences of my life.
And seeing it on their face is mm-hmm. because, you know, the big thing about veterans is like they feel like, no, I need to give it to somebody else. And I'm like, no, you've earned this.
Right.
You may not have got a Purple Heart or anything,
mm-hmm.
but you took the ultimate call to serve this nation. And I'm a really big advocate for it. I really want people to donate to it because they do wonderful, wonderful things.
Well, congratulations. You just got a wish granted. How about that?
I don't know
That's
what to
awesome.
Say.
Okay, we are getting overwhelmed with texts and calls. You're very popular this morning, Jason. So my apologies to the folks that are calling in. Unfortunately, we're not able to take that at this moment. But if you text in your question, I'll do my best to get to it. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. And we did have a question about how can the Florida State Legislature do more to support veterans?
Well, you know, General Hartzell at the FDVA and Bob Astolos are very good friends of mine, and they have done a tremendous work in making sure that the federal government knows the needs of the people moving here into Florida. We have had a massive influx in veterans here. So they've been working with a lot of the elected officials. I know Congressman Neil Dunn, Congresslady Kat Kamak, and Congressman Matt Gaetz before he left us to recognize that more funding and more resources need to come to Northwest Florida to help grow our veteran population. We do not have a hospital here. And I hate that veterans have to travel to Jacksonville or travel to Biloxi when they can be here.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing that I tell them is like, work with the officials. Let them know what's going on. A lot of these officials, they never served. They have no reason to go to a VA. And that's why I put on the events that I do to bring people who never served to the VA to see what we do and be like, whoa, we need to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I would like to see moving forward happen with a lot of state reps.
So having more events, getting the word out, and doing shows like this to really answer some questions.
Doing shows like this and just coming and touring the clinic. I know with Dave Merzen and First Place Partners, I took him on a tour of the clinic, and people were shocked
mm-hmm.
at what they saw, especially with our alpha section. We enroll between 10 and 20 veterans a day.
Wow. Okay. So another question, and this is a little tricky, this one, but
I like tricky ones.
But we've had two or three of the same ilk, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you, how will the current freeze and the changes that are being made by the current administration affect veteran services here
yeah.
in Florida?
That's really a two or three part question.
Yes,
but
it is.
But I can tell a lot of people out there that are listening on this, is like when it comes to VHA, Veteran Healthcare Administration, the freeze only happened for like oncoming employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they basically stopped it for 90 days is ultimately what it happened. So if you were hired during that time, you're still going to get hired. You just got to wait till after the 90 days. But as far as like the deferment when people were leaving, I mean, the entire Gulf Coast, I mean, we got almost 3,700 employees, only two.
Well, that's not too bad. If that's just two, okay,
just
that's
two. Yeah, and they
still, in
and
my
they
humble
took the
opinion,
resign.
Two that we still need.
Right.
But.
I mean, and really, from what I understand, I can't confirm this. That they weren't even healthcare. So,
oh, okay. Maybe something at admin, possibly.
Right.
Like that.
And I know a lot of it is admin heavy because they really only want to focus on frontline staff, which is medical. But we're still growing. I mean, I personally haven't seen it in our area. I don't know what it's like in other areas, but they're still onboarding people.
Okay, well, that's good news then. So maybe that'll put some people at ease.
Right, and I just want to let people to know. I mean, as far as like frontline PAC staff and specialty and all that, nothing's changed.
Okay.
It's still moving forward.
All right, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Jason Boatwright with the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. We'll be back with your questions in just a minute after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We just have a few minutes left, and guys, we had so many questions and texts, so we're going to have Jason come back to the show, and we'll get into this a little bit more and give us a little more time. But in the meantime, we had a nice question here from one of our vets who said, I am a retired vet, and he said that he really appreciates, thank you for today's topic, and he just needs to know where to start, please. I apologize if you've already said this and I missed it, but let's do that. Before we go, where do people start? Let's get on to the basics for them.
The big thing is just bring in your DD-214 and go straight to Alpha Section at the VA.
And that's at the VA?
It's right behind the information desk, you know, and just sit down, actually you can take a little number. Sometimes they do number. It depends on how many people are there. And then that's where they'll get started. They'll get them in the system, get them registered, get them verified, and then they'll ask them, do you want health care? If you want health care, it's a choice. You say yes, and then they'll make that first appointment for you. And
okay.
And then after that, if they want to start with their VBA benefits, they can go to information desk, or if not, I can put my number in here.
Okay.
And then we can go from there, and we can get them help.
All right. So, and if they don't have the forms or the cards or that kind of thing, if they still show up anyway and this may be provided for them?
If they don't have
a printer at home and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. If they don't have a DD-214, they can actually get it to where they can have it mailed to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's other organizations available that we have a list of that can help get it. But 9 times out of 10, when they go there and they put their information's already there. They're just not registered.
Gotcha.
I've actually met only two veterans the entire time I've ever done this
that
were never actually in the system. And that was because they were from Korea.
So, okay.
I understand it's been a number of years.
Okay. Well, there's so many questions that have come in, Jason, and mostly asking about benefits and the things that are provided. I'd send in a link, and I'll get a link from you. We do put the podcast on our website at newsradio923.com. Just click on podcast, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, and we'll have this posted by about 12 o'clock today.
Sure.
And then I'll put some of the links for the benefits and where people can go on the website. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
And
Absolutely.
Then you've got a Facebook page as well and your own website.
I have my own personal Facebook page that everybody goes to. By all means, go to it. I get to you. It may take me a couple of days, but I'll get to you.
Jason Boatwright.
That's
Is that
me.
Correct? Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Jason Boatwright. And again, thank you for coming in today, Jason. What website can folks go to if they want to get more information about VA benefits?
VA.gov. That's the big one that
okay.
we have. And if they type in Gulf Coast Veteran Healthcare System, I actually manage that, and I'm trying to change it to make it a little easier for people. But that's the big one right there. And it's pretty cut and dry as far as what they offer.
Right. And I know you just had a big event. When do you have any idea of when your next public event will be?
Well, they want us to do it once a year, but I'm thinking of doing it biannually, one at the beginning of the year, one at the end of the year. And now I'm looking at going out in the community, getting out of the VA and doing something like with maybe Marcus Point or the fairgrounds.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
I really do. I hope you see that. And if you decide to do that, let me know. I'll be happy to support it in whatever
ma'am.
Way I can. Thank you so much. Jason Boatwright was here with the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. I'm sorry we didn't have more time. We had tons of questions, and if we didn't get to you, we'll try to next time. Thanks again for being here.